It is Simon Yud Aleph. We're up to Chaf Gimel. Chaf Gimel, page Pei Dalet. Chayiv Adam Lehizor Me'oid B'mitzvahs Mezuzah. So after telling us the basic halachos of Mezuzah, and by the way, we only touched upon a tipa shebaya, a drop in the ocean, a drop in the sea of the laws of Mezuzah. They are so involved and so complex. It's kadai. You learn a little few little things here and there. You get a very small appreciation.
Kitzur,
right. These are just the very basics. There are, Baruch Hashem, today many svarim with illustrations and diagrams and whatnot. So this is just a little hagdama to what it's all about. So here he finishes off with a little musr and a little... If you would not know otherwise, you would say it's chassidus. A little chassidus to finish off in the inyanim of mezuzah. Chayiv adam lizab me'oid b'mitzvahs mezuzah. A person should be very careful with the mitzvah mezuzah. B'bnei shehi choyvas hakoil tamid. It is an obligation upon everyone at every moment in time. V'chol zman sheyichnois v'yetzei. Every time you enter and leave, yifka b'yichud Hashem shmo shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're always encountering Hashem. It's an amazing thing. Every time you walk through the door, you are coming in contact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're coming in contact with an object which represents Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. The oneness, the fundamentals of Yados. Every time you pass, you see that. You see that mezuzah. The Yizkor Ahavoso, the Yohir Mishnoso, and you shall wake up. You shall remember Hashem's love, and a person shall wake up from his sleep. Rushigiyosaf. Behavli Azman, a person should be awakened from his foolishness in things that he does to waste his life. The Yeda ki ein davar ha'emel le'olam ve'olam le'olamim, a person should recognize every time he passes the mezuzah that nothing is forever. Ela yidiyas sur ha'olam, the only thing that is forever is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything in this world is temporary. We live in a diras arai. The mezuzah basically is telling us that this whole world is, it's an interesting idea what he's saying. It's a reminder that the dira is a dira sarai. You build a beautiful palace, solid stone walls. The mezuzah says, don't forget, it's like a sukkah, this palace. The only thing that is nitzchi is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is temporary. Ela yidiyas sur ha'olam. Miyad hu choyz ladait, with a person right away will recognize this, he will put him in the proper frame of mind. He'll be a different person. V'hoylich b'darchei meisharim, and he'll walk in the upright ways. Amu Rabbi Tzadik Zichron Levracha, kol mi sheyesh lo tefillin b'roshay, ubizray, person has tefillin on his head and on his arm, v'tzitzis b'bigdai, tzitz in his garment, u'mezuzah b'pischai, muchzak hu shelo yechta. Guaranteed is not going to sin. Shayesh loy maskinim rabim. He has many things to remind him. Hein hein hamalachim shematzilin oisoy melachtoy. They are the malachim which save him from sinning. So he's saying something in Shemar. Choyne malach Hashem saviv liyureya vayichaltzeim. Hashem surrounds, he encamps an angel around a person, around those that fear Hashem, and those vayichaltzeim release a person from sin. So he's saying something which is amazing. He's saying that don't get spooked out by these inyan of malachim, angels, mystical things. What is a malach? The tzitz is a malach. The mezuzah is a malach. Your tefillin are a malach. Malach doesn't mean, okay, we have the munas chachamim, that they're spiritual creatures, they're angels. But you don't have to live, that's not for everyone. This type of life of mysticism, of malachim, it's not healthy to live a life like this. You have to put everything in concrete, physical, material terms. What are the malachim? The malachim are the tzitzis, the tefillin, the mezuzah, all of these constant reminders. These are things which constantly surround you and remind you to serve Hashem and not get caught up in sin. Absolutely, that's what they are. That's what they call. That's what they're calling the malachim. Oy, Amar Rabbi Sein Zichron Levracha, be'avoyin mezuzah, Rachman Lutzlan, the son of mezuzah, bonav ubenoisav meisim kitanim, v'chol hazoher b'mezuzah yarichu yama v'lil long shnem al man yibu yimeichem v'yimei v'neichem. Ferush pasuk. The best school is what it says in the Torah. The best school is l'man yibu yimeichem v'yimei v'neichem al hu adama. It's the reward for One of the things mentioned in the parasha is the parasha is the mitzvah of mizuzah. So here he says an incredible chiddush, which really does not have a makar. You shall kiss the mezuzah. Search in the earliest sources, in the Gemara and the Midrashim, there's no makar to kiss the mezuzah. The makar is to touch the mezuzah, to touch it. By touching it, you're connecting. Kissing is an entirely different concept. Chivuv mitzvah, to love the mitzvah. I love it. Kissing is touch means I recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. I recognize my life is temporary. I recognize my possessions are temporary, and the only thing that's forever is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I connect. I'm connecting.
Just by looking every time.
There are different levels.
With kissing, touching.
There are different levels of connection. There's machshava, but there's always an added benefit of doing, taking your thought and making something concrete, something physical out of it. That is machazek, the thought. When you take a thought and you put it into action, that strengthens the machshava. That's why it's so important when you learn to say the words out. It takes it and it solidifies the idea. So here, if you look at the Gemara, the makar for the kissing the mezuzah is really from Unkelus. Unkelus converted. We know that Unkelus was a ger, and he was a relative of Titos, if I'm not mistaken. And Titos sent him to convince the Jews to capitulate or to surrender, whatever it was. And Unkelus never came back. So Titus was very disturbed, so he sent a whole team to find out what happened. So they came to him and he said, they said, "We're here to take you. We're here, you converted, you lost your mind. We're here to take you back to your uncle Titus. Come with us." So as they took him out, he put his hand, that's what it says in the Gemara. He didn't kiss the mezuzah. He put his hand on the mezuzah. They said to him, "What's this?" And he began to explain to them what the mezuzah is all about. And they were so impressed. They also converted to Yahdus. Don't try this at home. I don't think it's, you have to have the inner spiritual essence for this to work. He sent another team, and another team, and every single team, this whole story repeated itself, and they all converted, all because he put his hand on the mezuzah. That's our makar for putting his hand on the mezuzah. Somehow, the kids of Shulchan Aruch, I'm sure many before him, they've gone much, much further than the original makar of touching it, and it's became more of just connecting. Chivuv, love. Love is kissing. Well, that's another issue. What's you kiss your finger and you touch it, you don't see people put their lips to the actual case.
That's what I'm saying. You don't actually...
Lenashek is not just touching, though. It's touching. I once heard the whole Joshua. Someone was very critical of people that kiss the mezuzah. He said, there's no makar for kissing the mezuzah. It's kiddush shulchan aruch. Kiddush shulchan aruch was like, for many people, at least when I grew up, it was like the aleph base. Like, you want to learn shulchan aruch and mishnah berurah, very good. You first have to know baal peh, kiddush shulchan aruch. After you know baal peh, kiddush shulchan aruch, then is when you first begin to learn. Like, this is like bread and butter. This is bread and water, basics. And he says he's extremely precise in his language, everything he has the makar for, and he indeed says kissing. Now, by the way, I'm sure you all know that there's a very big issue today of kissing mezuzahs, even in Eretz Yisrael, because of bacteria and because of disease. A couple of years ago in Eretz Yisrael, when there was a danger of the bird flu, So I think if it was not the Ger Rebbe himself, the Ger Rebbe Neritzchol has incredible, incredible influence over the Haredim. Like, you can't even imagine how much power he has. And he basically, he issued a proclamation, no one should kiss the mezuzah. Because there's a sakana, there's a bird flu, and it's sakana snafashos, and we have to be very careful. Kissing the mezuzah, people back and forth, it's not so simple. And this, I mean, the doctors and the health professionals, they've been saying this for years already, not necessarily kiss the mezuzah. In hospitals, they don't have mezuzah. Certainly not a good idea in hospitals. But But even at home, even you go to an institution, you go to a shul, it's not a very healthy thing, we all know, to put your finger to the mezuzah in the public place in our day and age. So it's interesting when Chazal, the Gemara said just to touch the mezuzah and did not say kiss the mezuzah. Maybe Chazal has some knew this in advance. You know, there are health issues. I don't know how far you can go that. But today, they say today that you should touch it, don't kiss it, especially when you're in public, because you know you don't know who touched the mezuzah and you don't want to go put it in your mouth. It's not a very good idea. All right.
Don't kiss it.
Yes, touch it definitely. I mean. Tzeva Torah, I don't know. I mean, you see, show you. People will tell you. I have no doubt in my mind there will be people that will tell you. Shoyim mitzvah lo yeda davara. Right? I have no doubt. Small, close knit community. You know what's all right? Yesh v'yesh. Everyone is different. Okay, even when you kiss, I mean, how much do you really? There are different ways of kissing. You kiss your tzitzis, or exactly. So you touch with one in the tzitzis. There are different levels. You kiss, you don't really put it in your mouth. You just a tip, it's self-understood. You don't have to explain, but it's definitely today, in our time, a very big issue. Be'avoy, also go further. So you ask me, avalo yenich esayod, avalo yenich esayod al ha-mezuzah atzmo. Another thing he says, that he's referring to where you don't have the mezuzah, is not covered. It appears that in ancient times, the mezuzah itself was exposed. They rolled it up, and you have Hashem's name is on the outside, Shakai, Shin Dalid Yud. And if you keep on touching it, you're going to rub out Hashem's name. Now today it's not an issue, because today obviously it's put in a case, it's put in plastic, and so on and so forth. But here in this situation where it's not actually covered, it's just somehow attached. I'm not exactly sure how you attach it without rolling it up in some type of case. But I'm a lo yuniach asayyod ala mezuzah atzma, ela yizor sheyez zechuchas ala Hashem, there should at least be some type of glass on Hashem's name. And when you leave your house and you put your hand on the mezuzah, so here he changed. First he says, kiss it. Now he says, when you put your hand, you shall say, Hashem shaymri, Hashem is my guardian, Hashem tzili, Hashem is my rock, al yad yamini, on my right hand, Hashem yishmor tseisi uvoi mi'ata v'yadallah, may Hashem guard my going and my coming from now and forever. You don't really see people doing this. You don't say, I guess we go through so many mezuzahs. You don't see people doing this. Today it became a big fad. I didn't. They put up in shuls big signs. They have here also, right? Who donated the mezuzah? On every mezuzah they have. I saw some shuls. Every single door they have on the door. Fundraising. You do things that you never would imagine. Amcha Yisrael tzrichim parnasa. So they put up signs every time you walk through the door. Don't just remember the Hashem. Remember who donated. You know, it takes away. I think it's too far. It takes away from the mezuzah is to remember Hashem. It's not to remember the person. So when you put it in your face, one thing, you put it on the wall. You know, you come into the shul. A big plaque, who donated the Aron, who donated this, who donated that. Well, yeah, plaques. But yeah, like a plaque, like a big plaque. You know, it just struck me right now. Maybe go to Wayu's Beis Medrash. And when you walk into the new Beis Medrash, beautiful new Beis Medrash, they have a big plaque, very fancy plaque. I remember there, Joel, President Richard Joel, donated the mezuzah. His name is not on the mezuzah, it's on the big plaque outside in the lobby before you come in. Because when you come into the room, you think about Hashem, you don't think about the person. To go put the person's name in every single mezuzah, maybe it's going a little bit too far, at least in my opinion. I don't know. But the purpose of mezuzah is thinking about the Shurach, not thinking about the person. Okay? Chafei, mezuzah hayochad nidvekes shnei pam b'sheva shanim. The mezuzah of an individual should be checked twice in 7 years. V'shal rabim. And the mezuzah shal rabim she'en l'atrich aleim nidvekes shnei pam b'yavol twice in 50 years. So the shul, you only have to check it twice in 50 years. Let's see the Shemesim Halacha on the bottom. We're up to Yudalit. Yudalit. Chayiv Adam Lizor Mi'oy B'mitzvahs Mezuzah Ayin B'karben O'edah. You're not allowed to live in a house that does not have a mezuzah. That's scary stuff. People always ask the question, they bring their mezuzah to get checked. Are they allowed to stay there overnight? Because the sefer says I can't have them all back for you in one day. Depends where you go. Try to arrange to bring them in the morning, pick them up in the afternoon. So the whole night I'm going to be without a mezuzah. Am I allowed to do that? So the different opinions. Some say yes, some say no. The best thing would be at least leave up some, do it in two different shots. At least leave up a mezuzah in your front door, leave or a mezuzah on your bedroom. Have at least one of those there, the front door or the bedroom. And you should have a mezuzah in the house, some entrance, and you send off most of the mezuzah to get checked. And then you do a second batch, you take off those mezuzahs, and you bring them in. You always should have at least some type of shmira somewhere in your home at every moment, every given point in time. He goes so far to say that if you take off every single mezuzah, to asulah to b'bayi shein ba mezuzah, that's a very big chumra. I don't think everyone is knowing such a chumra. Or prima gadim kasev odim yesh lebayis ech acher. If you have another bayis, one thing, if you have nowhere to live, okay, so what are you going to do? You don't have a mezuzah. But if you have another bayis, you have a choice, two different homes. One has, one does not. Mechuyiv lotzes. You must leave the home that does not have mezuzah, kishu shava, kishu shabbos. If it's Shabbos, one thing, it's during the weekday, so you can go, you can get a mezuzah, put up a mezuzah. But if it's Shabbos, you can't put up a mezuzah. It's boiner. It's not banging a nail, this is the rice, so even get, you can't go buy a mezuzah on Shabbos. V'yev shaloi hayom l'kvayel v'ein loy bayis acher. So then, in that Shabbos, you have to leave, you have to go to another location. V'ein loy bayis acher. When you don't have another bayis, shari, it's mutter, you have no choice. V'chein kosav be'er. The pischei shorim, the gam b'chol hadin kain k'shein b'nimsa mezuzah liknas the bais, the b'yeish loy bais achem mechuyev lotzeis ve'ein l'shof. You don't know if you have another place to go. You mechuyev to leave. If you have, if otherwise, you can stay there. Vaybag Avram shevi mehadarkei meha Mordechai the mutter lo the b'bayis shein mezuzah. It's mutter. You don't have to get carried away. Vay minchas pate minchas pasim. Shadaiter came halacha ayin sham. You can be makel the b'diav if you don't have a mezuzah. As long as it's in the meantime, it is mutter. Now, by the way, there's a okay. I just remember seeing I'll pick Kabbalah. I remember seeing that one of the areas of I don't know what this means. Just to be mine into mezuzah is unique. It requires sirtut. We know on the Sefer Torah, look very closely, before the Sefer writes, they take an awl and they etch into the parchment a line in order that when the Sefer writes, it should be written perfectly straight. Now that is halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, in the Sefer Torah and in Tefillin, in the Ikar Hadin, it's not required. Or even if it's required, it's only required on one line, it's not required for all the lines. The only place where al pi halacha, you are mechuyev to take an awl and to etch a guide for the writing of the words is only on a mezuzah and a megillah. Also, some say a megillah. Megillah says there is required, but not a sefer Torah and not tefillin. We do it bizban hazeza hidra. It's a nice thing to do, and we're very makbid to do it. And what's one of the very big, very important things when a sefer comes to fix the sefer Torah, you'll notice very carefully. Let's say there's a really, really big mistake. There's a wrong letter, a wrong word, and he has to erase the entire letter, entire word. In the process of taking a razor and scraping away the mistake, he will usually damage the sirtut, the guide. And before he writes the letter, the correct letter, the correct word, he has to take, the awl, the tool, and a ruler, and redo the sirtut. Because l'chatchila, you need sirtut. But a mezuzah, it is ma'akev. If the sefer does not etch those guides onto the parchment before he begins to write, then the mezuzah is possible. Today it's all done in the factory. They have special tools, special machines, it's all done by hand, but it's all done, you know, everything, the cloth for the sefer comes pre-made, pre-cut, right size, the right number of lines, with the sirta done, everything's ready to go. All the sefer has to do, it just has to write. So it's a specialty to prepare the parchment. Sirta also appears on your hand. Okay, you go to a mekubal. You should never go to a mekubal for this. But they read your palm. Okay? There's something to it. It's an art that is completely lost from us. If you wanted a little appreciation, they had about a couple of months ago in Ami magazine an interview with the grandson of someone who used to be a very big expert in these matters. Okay, today there's no one around today that I don't think anyone here would trust. Okay, we don't do this today, but we do have. There is a tradition. Okay, this is Mesorah. There is a Mesorah that in the palm of your hand there is chokhmah, parts of the forehead. There's chokhmah in understanding, going to a Talmud Chacham, looking into your palm, you can see certain things, and they can give you mussar. What does it mean? They can tell you, you have within you certain, this is the way at least he explained it in the article, you have within you certain potential, and you can develop that potential. Not everyone has, every single person has different talents. Not everyone even realizes you're an artist. Now, there are people that can draw, can do art. Some people, no way. There are people that are very good with their hands. They can build the construction. Other people, they don't even know how to turn it, put it in a screw. Everyone has their, people are writers. Everyone has their unique talents. Some people don't even know what their talents are, their koichos are. Going to these type of people, it used to be, today it's just a big business, it's a fraud, it's just a scandalous thing that goes on. But it used to be that you would go to a person, you go to these type of people, they look in the palm of your hand and they can tell you, do you know that you have this certain koyach? You have a koyach atzfila. You can daven like no one can daven. Do you even know that? You don't even know, because you never get up early enough to daven. Average, a regular person, you know, he can get up early, he can daven. Okay, he can daven in a certain way. But if you have a tremendous emotion, you can do it. You'd go to these type of mukubalim and they would reveal to you things about yourself that you did not know, and would use this information to better yourself, to get have an advantage over just bringing out the best that you can. That is all hidden in the lines on your hand. So there's this concept of putting your hand on the mezuzah. Because in the Gemara has a lach and a moshe in Sinai, mezuzah requires sirtut. It requires these lines. It's essential. These lines are essential. Those lines have a direct correlation to the lines that are etched in your hand. And when you put your hand on the mezuzah, you're connecting yourself, your lines, with the lines of the mezuzah. And what does all that mean? I have no idea. But it's an interesting idea, just something to keep in mind. Maybe one day you'll come across some type of connection and there'll be something to learn from it. Yeah. We just barely right. We just barely touch it. It appears from the Gemara, the real way to touch the mezuzah is to put your whole hand on the mezuzah. Let's say you have a little mezuzah. No, what the mechitza? The mezuzah is wrapped up. You have a mezuzah, right? It's on an angle. The proper thing to do is to take your right hand and to rest it fully on the mezuzah and say the pasuk. This pasuk, Hashem Shemri, Hashem Tzili, Al Yad Yemini, Hashem Yishmar Tzeisi, Uvoi Me'atav Yad Olam, to rest your entire hand. What do we do? We don't even think. We barely. It's like our cell phones, right? So today it's just everything is touch, right? You just flip like this. Guess what? The new technology, Samsung has released new technology. You don't need to touch anymore. No. You just move it an inch away.
Yeah.
Picks up the ear. Mm-hmm. You just move it. We're going even less. The vibration is enough. It's sensitive enough. But that's not what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara says, take your hand. Don't just your fingernail. Touch it. When you're touching it, you're taking all of those sirtutim. This is what he brings as a whole chapter on this. His name is Rabbi Schechter, Aryeh Schechter. You know what Aryeh Schechter is? He's a famous sofer in Borough Park. He invented different types of innovations in tefillin. He has a sefer called Pischei Mezuzah. So he has, at the end of the sefer, some agoda, some jush, some achshava, and he brings out this point that the real way to touch the mezuzah is to take your entire hand and you touch it. And when you touch, what you're doing is you're connecting your sirtutim on your hand, a hookup, right? Hookup with the lines on the mezuzah. And somehow, by focusing on this, it will remind you to develop yourself, to focus on the potential that lies in your hand and use it to serve HaKadosh Baruch. Alright, one other thing that just caught my attention, I was listening to a shiur recently by Rabbi Stephen Przanski. I think he gave this shiur in this shul about skulos.
I think it was Talmud Torah
Flappish? Yeah. Oh, right, because he mentioned Rabbi Shulman, so that was the other Rabbi Shulman.
Yeah.
Okay, so he gave a shiur about skulos. And he was, it was a fantastic shiur. He ripped apart this whole thing, Bisman, as everyone's into skulos. The ikar is the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's not, whenever you have a skula and you're relying on the skula for success, you're in a lot of trouble. When the skula takes away from the Ribbono Shel Olam, you're in a lot of trouble. I'll give you an example. I came recently in contact with a very intelligent person. He takes me into his house, shows me a picture of the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Now, I'll leave this to you to explain. Okay, he shows me a picture of the Lubavitcher Rebbe. It was a very spooky picture. I said, "Wow, it's a good picture, big, nice picture. I like it. It's impressive. I'm not an anti-Lubavitch person. I have no problem. Very nice." So he says, "You know when this picture was taken?" He says, "This picture was taken at the funeral of the Lubavitcher Rebbe when he died." He was nifter. Okay, so we're really dealing with normalcy. Okay, he died. I was there. I went to the funeral. I was there. And I said, "What? What? Someone took a camera and went to the Aron? I opened up the Aron and it was awake. You can go single file. If you went early enough, you can go single file and you can in his office. Yeah, before they took out the Aron, for the whole day, there was like a wake. That's really what it was. You go into the office, single file, the urn was open, he was there, the urn was open, you can see, I think the urn was open, but I think he was open, but he was wrapped in the talus. I think, if I'm not mistaken, they told me that the urn was open. I didn't go. I didn't go. People went in, single file, the whole day. It was a big thing. So I said, "What? Someone came there with a camera and took a picture?" It's like a spooky picture. But in the picture, he's wearing a black hat, and he was wearing a kapata. What are you talking about? What is that? No. No. So he says to me, no. Now get this, okay? This is a very intelligent person. I said, no, this wasn't taken. He was standing outside in the street, and when they brought the Aron into the street, he picked up the camera and took a picture in the air. And the camera captured the image of the spirit of the Lubavitcher Rebbe. So I said to him, "Come on. Do you really believe this? Do you really believe this?" And then he says to me, "I'm telling you, this is true." I said to him, "Come on." Then he says to me, "This is what we got today." He says to me, "This picture, do you know how many people it has saved?" I said to him, "Listen here." I right away thought of the Shibar at Przanski. I said, "Listen, the only one that saves people is the Ribbono Shel Olam, not a picture. And certainly not this picture. Not this picture." So then he says to me, "Okay, I'm talking to the wrong person." I said, "You certainly are." Yeah, you certainly are.
He's a very intelligent person.
Yeah, and until Ad Hayom Hazeh, I am really still in a state of shock. Because this person, I know him for so many years, he's such a normal straight shooter. Come on, where do you get into the you fall for this baloney? Okay, but the point, the reason I'm telling you this is because this it really struck a chord. After Rabbi Przanski gave the shiur, he took questions. The questions were fantastic. People asked him all these really, really bizarre things. What do you say about this? Then someone asked him, "What do you say about checking mezuzahs? Rachman Litzlan, a person is not doing well, has tzaras, someone in the family is ill, someone or this, you check mezuzahs." And let's say Rachmana Litzlan, someone dies, and this, and they check the mezuzah, and the mezuzah is pasul. Does that mean because of the mezuzah was pasul, that's why this terrible thing happened? So he was fantastic. He says, absolutely not. To say such a thing, it's kafira. He says, it's a very dangerous approach to say that all of your problems in life are because the mezuzah is pasul. Left that evolved, well, because when the sofer wrote the mezuzah, he was being mechaven, he had a bad kavanah, he was thinking about something that he saw.
Or it got erased, you know.
It got erased. Well, let's say the kavanah, the sofer wasn't thinking the best machshava, so when he was writing the mezuzah, he says, That's a very, very dangerous approach to life. There is nowhere b'chol HaTorah Kula in any rabbinic literature and anything that says such a thing, that the reason why people die, the reason why people suffer, is because the mezuzahs are not kosher. You have to have a kosher mezuzah. Having a kosher mezuzah, it says, is l'man yirbu yimeichem v'mei v'neichem, enoch enami. We don't really know how that works, but to go say such a thing, it was very, very powerful. This is mamish, hocus-pocus Judaism, to do these type of things. He didn't say those words. It's a chazal. So we have to have a munah what Chazal say, but you can't, there are different levels of things that Chazal say. Chazal says certain things, you take it extremely seriously. If it Rachman Litzlan, it's a halacha, you first check the mezuzahs twice a year. If there's a problem, first check the mezuzahs. But to go after the fact, attribute a tzara to a mezuzah, that's a sin to say. You take Chazal seriously, you have munas chachamim, but there are degrees how far you go in saying the reason why the person died was because the mezuzah was pasul. That's kafira. It's true. Einoch nami because of the avona mezuzah bonav meisim ketan. Okay, we take it seriously. Make sure your mezuzahs are checked and they're 100% kosher because it says this Chazal. But after the fact, if Rachman Litzlan is to hear of such a story, oh, you're going to say, you know why that person suffered that tragedy? It was because he didn't check his mezuzahs, or because his mezuzah apostle? That is mamish kafira. That's equivalent to saying, you know how the picture, you know how I got this picture? I picked up the camera, I pressed the button, and the film captured the image of the spirit of the Leva. That is hocus pocus. And if you learn mezuzah, you learn hilchos mezuzah. That's one of the dangers today we have with this with thing. Check mezuzahs. You have all these stories. You know why there was a fire? Because it was missing this letter, and the mail it stole the word H. Okay, you have all these things, but you're going a little bit too far in taking. Follow halacha. The only one that saves people, and the only one that brings things around this world is Ribbono Shleilam. Ain Elavad. Like that's all the mezuzah. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Not the film, not the hocus pocus, not the lines on your finger. The reason why I bit nozzle was because I didn't line my hand perfectly, or the angle. You know, it has to line up. I didn't turn it the right way, so it didn't line up. That's why it's not working. That's against exactly what it says in the mezuzah. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Only Hashem, and not the hocus pocus. Okay, we'll stop here.